All right, so you're looking at the record coming in this game here tonight. You guys are unbelievable. Another great season here in the GLIAC. Only one loss, but unfortunately it is to the rival Grand Valley. You have them here tonight. What kind of game are you expecting tonight?
I think anytime you have two good teams, you're going to see hopefully a good game where both teams are at their best, and you know one team's just going to come out a little bit at the end.
Grand Valley here in the building, obviously it's going to be a sellout crowd. Place is going to be packed. You and I have talked about it numerous times, but how about how the home court advantage gives you guys a boost here in Big Rapids?
I think anytime we play at home, it's nice because we have such great fans. They're so loyal to us and they're so excited. You know, they know volleyball. We have people from the community, from the athletic department, you know, just from everywhere. And so it's a good fan base. And anytime we play for them, you know, we're excited to, you know, play well for our fans.
In terms of GLIAC volleyball, you guys were on the road for the GLVC crossover. After getting to see another conference and more action other than just your GLIAC opponents, how do you rate the GLIAC as a conference in volleyball?
I don't think this is one of our stronger seasons as a whole conference. I think we have a lot of young teams, some new coaches, and just, you know, we're in a position where we're building in a lot of programs, you know, all at once. So I think as a whole conference, it's not one of our top seasons. But certainly the top part of the conference, top four schools, are very strong.
You got Grand Valley here in Big Rapids tonight. You got to play them once. Now that you've seen their type of play and whatnot, what do you guys have to change to get that victory here tonight?
You know, I think it's just we have to play our game and match it up against their game. You know, not try to adjust too much to what they're doing, but to really work and focus on our strengths.
Can you talk about Courtney Ream and Alexis Hunty and the impact and benefit they've had on the program in their time here?
You know, Courtney's done really well. She's been a really good leader. She has been very selfless for the team in all four seasons and, you know, changed positions as a going into her sophomore year and just has, you know, done whatever she needs for the team to be successful, never looking for anything individually, but just looking for whatever's best for the team. And I think you could say that of any of our players. You see that, and, you know, Lexi Honey certainly is a great leader and a fierce competitor, and she just pushes us to be better every single day.
Last question for you. I got the chance to interview Krista Jung during the hockey game last Saturday. She said she loves it here in Big Rapids, loves working for you. How is it on your end with her as your partner now?
You know, it's always fun to change assistants. It's a lot of work, and you certainly miss the people that leave. But I'm excited, you know, I'm excited for Jesse and his new role that he has, and it's certainly something we, you know, tried to grow him towards. And I'm really excited to have Krista here. She brings a fresh look at things, and she's a very, very hard worker, very confident, knows a lot about the game. She's very, very bright, and it's great to have her in the office, great to have her on the court. I mean, she has a really easy rapport with the players and is able to reach them and communicate with them well, and just love working with her.
Good luck tonight to you.
Thank you.